Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah At-Tawbah. In this regard, there are two narratives which are reported, and one of them is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, and this narrative is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and the other one is reported by Aisha radiallahu anha from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that narrative is found in Salwi's tafsir. Now, before I discuss the chains of narration of both these narratives, let me read out both these narratives separately before you. The first of these narratives is found in Al-Wasit and reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b. And incidentally, this narrative also relates to Surah Anfal, which is the surah which is just preceding Surah At-Tawbah. And I have already discussed it in Surah Anfal also. So the narrative says, مَنْ كَرَى سُورَةَ الْأَنْفَالَ وَبَرَى فَأَنَا لَهُ شَفِيٌّ وَشَاهِدٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَنَّهُ بَرِيٌّ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ وَأُعْطِيَ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ بِعَدَدِ كُلِّ مُنَافِقٍ وَمُنَافِقَةٍ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا أَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ وَمُهِيَ عَنْهُ أَشْرَ سَيِّئَاتٍ وَيُرْفَعُ لَهُ أَشْرَ دَرَجَاتٍ وَكَانَ الْأَرْشُ وَحَمَلَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ أَيَّامَ حَيَاتِهِ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. So the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said that a person who reads Surah Anfal and Surah At-Tawbah, then I am his intercessor on the Day of Judgment, and I shall on the Day of Judgment bear witness that this person is devoid of any hypocrisy in him, and he shall be granted the reward equivalent to 10 pious deeds for every hypocrite man and woman found in this earth. So for each of them, he shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds, and for each of them, 10 of his sins shall be deleted from his account, and for each of them, he shall be raised 10 positions. And the throne and those who bear it shall pray for him as long as he's alive on this earth. Let me first point out that this narrative is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And the reason is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following recorded in his Tazib al-Kamal. The words are of Yahya ibn Ma'in are Laysa bishay, and another opinion ascribed to him is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says that he's Laysa bihujjah, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be ghayr al-siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he is Za'if. Imam Bukhari and Imam Nasai and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash say that he is matruk. Similarly, Imam Nasai also say that he is Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Za'iful hadith chittan. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also says that he is Qazzab, is a great liar. So we can see on the basis of these details why Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be concocted. As far as the other narrative is concerned, it is reported, as I said earlier on, by Aisha Rizala Anha, and it is found in Salwi's tafsir. Its words are, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِنَّهُ مَا نَزَلَ عَلَيِّ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا آيَةً آيَةً وَحَرْفًا حَرْفًا خَلَاصُ رَبَرَى وَقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ فَإِنَّهُمَا أُنْزِلْتَا عَلَيَّ وَمَعَهُمَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ صَفٍّ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ كُلٌّ يَقُولُ يَا مُحَمَّدُ اسْتَوْصِ بِنِسْبَةِ اللَّهِ خَيْرًا. The translation reads that the Prophet says that all of the Quran which was revealed to him was revealed in the form of in piecemeal, letter by letter, verse by verse, except Surah Bara, which is Surah Tawbah, and Surah Ikhlas. He says that when these two were revealed to him, then 70,000 rows of angels came down with these surahs, and each angel in these rows was proclaiming to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that accept what is best from God. Now, I should like to point this out, that Hafiz ibn Hajar says that its chain of narration is wahi, and he's not even aware about its isnad, and it is most probably concocted. So, of course, we cannot accept this narrative as well. So, all in all, both these narratives stand rejected because they are not ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad at all. They are fabricated, they have been made up by people. We must totally reject them, and we should disregard them. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to achieve it is to understand that surah, and that can only be done if we read that surah with a good translation if we are not aware of the original Arabic. We must read the surah by understanding it, and that is what will make us have a very, very living relationship with that surah, and we'll be able to understand what the Almighty has to say to us, and of course that will also inspire us to act and practically follow the guidance which is found in the Quran. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.